I don't think you and I are saying at all that you can't end your binging.
Right.
I think what we are both saying is let's get, what I notice is people get so hung up, like, I just really want it to end.
Right.
And I just want, for all of my binge eaters right now, just take a second. When you think, I just really want this to end right now, how do you feel? Impatient, frustrated, like nobody is defeated. That's a good one. Somebody else. Give me some more feelings over here. Frustrated and defeated. Type away. I know you guys know how to. Pissed, angry, impossible, self-loathing, fucked, scared, sneaky, hopeless. All right.
Desperate. So, that was a good one.
Do what?
Desperate. That was
desperate,
a good one.
Embarrassed. I suck. So let's just think about this for a moment with everything that I teach you guys. It probably feels extremely true in your body. I mean, Jane, how many times have you told me, like, it through tears? I just want this to end, blah, blah, blah. It feels all of that. This is how we know it is a useless truth you're telling yourself. You have wanted it for so long that it's going to freak you out to think. This is where, like, this is something I watch people do all the time with their weight. So I think it translates over here too, is if I give up the thought, I want this to end now, that must mean that I'm just going to binge all the time. I'm never going to solve it. It does not mean that. All it means is I'm going to quit thinking I want it to end right now because I don't want to feel fucked, pissed, stressed, frustrated, and all these other feelings. So what I'm going to do is focus on, I'm going to work on my relationship with binging or find some other thought that allows you to drop into feelings like if we could feel anything about, because this is the thing, whether your binging ends or not, you all have a process in front of you. And the process is either going to be terrible emotionally, or it's going to be open and loving. You get to pick. We're at the crossroads with Binge Better. Binge Better is about, like, you can keep going down the road of hating the process and yourself and hoping that you'll hate yourself enough to get over it one day. Not likely to happen. Or that would have shit would have already worked for you. Or we can start unwinding it and practice feelings like understanding, compassion, curiosity, acceptance for myself where I am, hopefulness about where I'm going. Like, you get to feel all of those things, and it's going to take a shift of dropping this thought that I just want it to go away. I promise all of you, the only reason you want it to go away has nothing to do with the binge. It's the collection of thoughts you have about yourself when you binge. That's the part you want to go away. I know the physical feels like ass, but if all we were dealing with was you physically feeling like ass without an ounce, like not even a drop of self-loathing, don't you think it would be easier to figure out how to quit just physically feeling like ass? It's just like if you broke your leg, you wouldn't sit around and self-loathe for 3 years and then be like, I think I'm going to go to the doctor and get that fixed. It's a lot of pain.
I think where I am now is I truly believe there is going to be a day that I don't need binging, that I, so as you guys probably know, Corinne and I love the word hippo. And
James turned me on to word hippo.
Yes. I introduced word hippo to Corinne. And there is a word that I basically, so one of my, and this is one of my goals. You guys know that Corinne journals her goals every day. And I have recently started doing the same thing. And I will tell you, one of my goals is to repudiate binge eating. Now, I would never have come up with that word on my own, but word hippo gave me the word repudiate. And basically, one of the definitions within repudiate is like, it's to deem no longer useful. And at some day, I know that I'm going to be able to repudiate it and to say, you know what, that's no longer useful. I do not do that anymore. I don't need it. And I'm not there yet. And that's okay. Like, that is my goal. And I know I will get there. I have no doubt I will get there, but I'm not going to get there from, I hate it. I hate myself. I would, you know, life would be so much better. Those things that I've been doing for the last 20 plus years, that keeps me stuck. And if I just know, like, you know what, I do believe, I don't think I'm always going to be a binger. I remember one of the comments was somebody, you know, had the thought, once a binger, always a binger. That's not what we're trying to teach here. We're not trying to teach that you are always going to binge, but we're also not trying to teach that, you know, you're going to be able to flip a switch and stop binging tomorrow. For some people, it happens. It absolutely does. And I'm not here to say that it's not possible, but there are also, some of us have been binging for a long time. And I do think that even if I get to the point in the future where I, you know, am repudiating and I haven't done it for years, I think there are still going to be times where my brain suggests it and thinks, oh, you know what, here is one of those things that we do to feel better or to escape or to take a break or whatever. And that's where, you know, there is going to be that type of work, but I will get to the place where it's like, oh yeah, well, we don't do that anymore.